This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said health for all is one of the main pillars of his government's resolve, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. The Prime Minister, while laying the foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh yesterday, said this institute will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. Mr. Modi said that this institute will be built on 10 acres and in the first phase, a hospital with 100 beds facility will be ready. The cancer hospital will be equipped with state-of-the-art medicines, with state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors. Referring to the efforts of the government regarding cancer treatment, he said that many announcements have been made in this year's budget to fight cancer. Criticizing the comments made on Sanatan Dharma by some political parties, Mr. Modi said that there is a group of leaders who make fun of religion and keep abusing our festivals and traditions. As part of his three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam, the Prime Minister yesterday reached Madhya Pradesh, where he also inaugurated the two-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani yesterday, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month. He also noted with satisfaction that the participation of women is constantly on the rise among the team of space scientists. National Science Day will be celebrated on the 28th of this month. The Prime Minister urged listeners to observe one day as a scientist and visit research lab, planetarium or a space center. He said this will enhance their curiosity about science. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with High Commissioners and Ambassadors of various countries, arrived at Jorhat Airport in Assam yesterday to attend Advantage Assam 2.0. Dr. Jaishankar and envoys of various nations will attend a grand Jhumur dance performance called Jhumur Binandani at Saru Sajai Stadium today, followed by the two-day Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit 2025 scheduled to be held at Khanapara on Tuesday and Wednesday. The Mega Jhumur event is part of a larger celebration which includes the Advantage Assam 2.0 Summit. The event will feature over 8,000 Jhumur artists from across Assam performing at Guwahati's Saru Sajai Stadium. The Assam government is organizing the second edition of the Advantage Assam, which is scheduled to commence on Tuesday at Khanapara Veterinary College Field in Guwahati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Advantage Assam 2.0 on Tuesday. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda met the health ministers of Maldives, Abdullah Nazim Ibrahim, in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that during the meeting, both sides discussed the importance of strengthening engagements in the health sector, particularly in supporting capacity building and training of health professionals, digital health, pharmaceuticals and mental health. The 111th anniversary of the Indian film industry was celebrated in Bangladesh with the opening of a rich and informative exhibition on the theme of Journey of Indian Cinema at Indian Cultural Center, Dhaka. The High Commissioner of India to Bangladesh, Pranay Verma, inaugurated the exhibition organized by the Indira Gandhi Cultural Center, High Commission of India in Dhaka. And that's the end of this news bulletin.